Yes.
A beautiful weekend is about to unfold.
Absolutely. I mean, it just,
this is perfect. The time of year I call this Goldilocks weather.
That's what
it's
I was just
thinking. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's just right. Unless you want to do a lot of swimming.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I tell you, the water's still warm and the sun's still strong. I tell you, it was beautiful. I was out this morning. It was gorgeous.
You were swimming this morning?
No, I was golfing.
Golfing. Golfing, swimming, two different things.
Really? I thought I play in my bathing suit. I mean, what can I tell you? But, yeah, this could be like this right up all next week, too.
Yeah.
Just nice time.
Looking forward to it.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
You know what? Adopt a dog.
Okay. Is there anything going on?
No, I'm sure there's stuff going on somewhere. I don't personally know of one right now. But if you're thinking about getting a dog, go adopt one.
Adoption.
You know? Those pedigree dogs, to hell with them.
Absolutely.
Well, no, not to hell with them.
But there's so many orphan dogs out there.
There's so many little critters out there that would just love to have their lives saved, and they will worship you forever.
Adopt a dog.
I'm thinking of creating a dog army so that I can be worshipped.
That's a good idea. All right, then let's get right to it. What do you say, huh?
Let's go.
All right, 99.1 PLR, the Wigmaster.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. Not a lot of yucks this week. I'm sorry. But the big news of the week, of course, Syria. A red line has been crossed and America needs to set it right. But wait a minute. Let's go back to the years 1980 through 1988. Why? Well, because that was when the war between Iran and Iraq was going on. A war with massive casualties on both sides, and many of those casualties were from chemical weapons. Weapons that were outlawed after the First World War. Iraq was the tribe that was using the chemical weapons back then. Was there any red line talk then? No, no, not at all. In fact, we knew full well that the Iraqis were using chemical weapons, yet our intelligence operations provided them with strategic information on how to hit Iran. No red line talk then. Why is this use of chemical weapons such a red line? Because we don't like Assad? Sorry, not good enough. All this humanitarian talk, it's really warm and fuzzy, but you know what? If we operated to do humanitarian things, why the hell didn't we go into Darfur or Rwanda, where millions of people were slaughtered? Of course, they were using machetes to hack each other to death, not chemical weapons. But dead is dead the last time I checked, no matter how it's done. All this talk about red lines and this great concern, it's a load of crap. We make our decisions about what is in our best interests. And when the Iraqis fought the Iranians, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and we said nothing. When Saddam Hussein gassed the Kurds, there was no red line talk. We shook a finger and said, hey, cut that out. Why do we need to send missiles this time? Because war is big business and business runs America in the 21st century. It's not the Democrats and the Republicans. It's a business. We, the people, need to start being the people once again and stand up. No missiles in Syria. This is an area of the world that's been fighting for hundreds and hundreds of years. And they're fighting for Allah. I know. You mix Bronze Age mythology with weapons and there are no winners. We know that now in Afghanistan. We know it in Iraq. We don't need to have it clarified any further. Get the hell out of the Mideast and let them kill each other to their heart's content. We'll cut our deals with the last man standing. Get out, let your voice be heard, and say we will no longer die for business interests. Make your voice heard if, of course, you can tear yourself away from Duck Dynasty. I gotta tell you, this weekend we'll do some pigging out, porking out, and freaking out, but I think we all got to do some talking out, too. We need to learn how to create a united front against these idiots. Idiots. We've elected a power class that gets rich off of business and leaves us out in the cold, sending our sons and daughters to die for them. Enough. Let this weekend begin right now. I call this the weekend of talking it out because you've got almighty, please, gotta stop this madness and we